Hello.
Welcome
to the
Dedicated
Slackers podcast.
Yeah.
This is Eric to my right, and I am Tanner, and Ed is in the corner because we're not giving him a mic.
Here.
I guess he picked up the mic anyway. I didn't allow him to do that, but he did it anyway.
I've really missed you guys, and I'm excited to actually be in Sex Dungeon Studios again, and
yeah,
for a very, very exciting reason. Tanner,
yes,
take it away.
This week we are interviewing. Well, you know, we don't do interviews on the Dedicated Slackers. It's more like we make art. We don't really make interviews. We make art.
Just like we make cummies.
We made some art with Adriana Proenza. We just sat down for a beautiful interview with this amazingly talented Spanish singer from Madrid. And
indeed.
Yeah.
She's a songwriter
too. Yeah, well, she writes, of course.
Yeah.
I
mean, that's part of like singing.
I mean it's not.
You're a singer, right?
All right, we're not getting into the logistics right now, guys. But bottom line is, she is an amazingly talented individual who we mentioned on the podcast before, and she hit us up and said she heard it, and it's been a long time in the making, and we're happy to finally sit down and talk to her.
Definitely. We're very, very lucky, actually.
We covered a lot of, you know, good music industry topics, so if you're interested in, if you're a young artist just starting out, whatever, you know, you'll actually get some knowledge out of this one and not just dick jokes.
Seriously.
So,
which is a rare thing.
Also, we ask her the hard hitting questions about Ed's flat earth theory, and
you might be
surprised by the answer. So we'll get into that. Without further ado, we're gonna drop that motherfucking theme song and say what up to Adriana.
Woo!
All right, guys. Okay, welcome back to Dedicated Slackers. We have with us the amazing Adriana Proenza.
Oh my God.
Calling in all the way from Madrid, right?
What?
You're in Madrid right now, right? Or
yeah, I'm living in Madrid.
Okay.
Ooh. Beautiful.
I came here because I'm studying dramatic arts.
Okay, wait, so you're going to college?
It's like university. It's not like university grade, but something like that. It's just like dramatic arts.
Okay, gotcha. So
beautiful.
You're just, other than your music, you know, you're just kind of doing that. Like, you don't have like a job or anything. It's just kind of grinding music-wise and everything.
That's a question that a lot of people ask. why I'm doing both things. I really do like both of those arts. Like, I love music, but I do love dramatic arts too.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them are really like, ¿cómo se dice combinable en inglés?
Se puede decir
like,
en español.
You can do both of them, and they work together, and you can be an actress and be a musician at the same time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I would like to be. Like, if I end up being a musician, that's great. And if I end up being an actress, that's great too.
You're not even like fully settled that like you want to do music full time. Like, you're not fully sure yet.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Right now I'm doing music like all the time, and I'm not acting as much as I'd like to. Because you can't dedicate the same time to both of things. You have to focus on one thing.
Right.
If you want to, like, get somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course.
For sure. Yeah, I didn't even know you, like, I didn't even know you acted at all, because it's funny, like, basically, when I first looked your name up, I had no idea mm-hmm. that you were even an actress, because I couldn't really, like, find much, you know what I mean?
She's still...
I know, because, I'm not famous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of known in the bedroom pop world, because...
I mean, you're popping on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I got, like, discovered somehow, but just in Spotify and YouTube, but I'm not, like, an influencer or something like that, at least not yet.
We're all influencers.
Yeah. To a certain degree, we all are influencers, but I think it's actually pretty impressive. I mean, your numbers aren't anything to, like, I don't know, disregard. I think you actually are, I think you're up and coming for the most part. I mean, when Tanner first showed me, I mean, that's pretty captivating. I'm very into, like, the lo-fi scene and, like, very, like...
Your music, like, I... Like,
calming music.
Like how I say, your music slaps.
Yeah, that's the term that we use here. It slaps.
Yeah.
Slappers.
Do you guys like my music?
Yeah, oh, we love course. It. I mean, that's why we mentioned you. I was actually going to ask, like, how you ended up finding out that we mentioned about your music on the pod in the first place.
Oh, yeah, because I was, like, in SoundCloud and someone... was with me at home and searched my name.
Okay, because we tagged your name in it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went, like, scroll down all the way, and I found that shit, and I was like, what's this?
You're like,
and I
got really intrigued,
and I listened to the whole podcast, because I was like, what's this?
Yeah, you're probably so confused listening, like, why am I tagged in this shit?
Why am I this
ridiculous?
Shit. I was surprised, yeah.
Nice.
I don't know, like, not every day you appear in a podcast.
Well, I mean, like, I went to school for music and everything. So even though, yeah. like, we kind of started this podcast almost as, like, not as, like, a joke, but just kind of to be, like, a comedy podcast. Even though we kind of started it just to, like, have normal, random conversations, like,
yeah,
a lot of the stuff we talk about is music, because that's
it's the main thing that we really relate
primary
to.
Primary interest. Like, I work, like, a lot of music business type stuff, so it's like whenever I find any, like, new music I really like, I just tend to mention it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we basically
that was cute. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. See, we basically
We try.
Yeah, we started off just like. We just started off just basically taking, because we used to be roommates. I wasn't a music person. I was actually into medicine a lot.
This guy's he's a big nerd.
I'm a really big science. I'm a science nerd. So we're two completely different characters, but we just relate very much a lot. So
yeah,
we just kind of took conversations we'd have, like, when I, because we also used to be roommates, and we just kind of went from there, and it just turned into this. This podcast is basically the conversations we would have at, like, 11 o'clock at night after getting really drunk.
We would just, like, have the dumbest conversations. And we just realized, like, what if we just mic'd ourselves up? You know? Like, I have the equipment.
You guys meet?
We met at college, university.
Oh.
It was about 4 years ago now? 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh.
But,
huge fan of lo-fi hip-hop, by the way. That's why I like your music a lot, too, because it's very nice to study to when I'm very stressed, I will say.
Oh, thanks. Like, that's music to study, right? Like, this year, I'm doing really different music right now. I'm doing more pop, commercial pop, you know what I mean?
That's good. I heard some of your, like, collabs, like, some of the people, I was going to ask you about some of the people you work with, like, what was his name? Kina?
Oh!
Kina? Is his name Kina? K-I-N-A?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, that collab was kind of, it came from nowhere, because I use, Discord? You
Discord.
Know what Discord is?
Discord, yeah.
And I used to use it to speak with my, like, SoundCloud friends. And then one day, one random person just came and said, Kina needs a vocalist for their new song. Is there anyone up to do it?
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, I don't know who the fuck is Kina, but I'm up to sing.
Well, yeah, sure. I don't know who the fuck this is, but it sounds
good. And it just came, for me, it's a real... it's a real cool collab for me because I thought it ended up being really cute, and now it has like millions of like a place.
Yeah,
it's and really good.
That was random. I'm not getting any like money for that, which is absolutely horrible because I shit. But
wait, did you get? I don't know if you don't want to like talk about it, but they like they fucked you over, or like you just don't.
Yeah,
you're just not getting royalties from it.
I like signed a contract with them. I thought it was really fair when I signed it.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing it's not fair because I got like, okay, let's say it has like 7 or 8 million plays in YouTube, like in total.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
in Spotify, it has like 3. And the contract said when the song got to 1 million, I was going to be paid like, $500.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been paid yet, but I know I'm going to get like $500 for that, but it's way too little for that. I mean,
for what it was.
I didn't know it was going to get that big.
I mean,
now I think it's really unfair. But
yeah, no, I mean, yeah. Streaming in general is tough because like you get such a small chunk, but yeah, that is. So you think it's just like a delayed payment, and they are gonna pay you, or like?
They're just
no, I think they're gonna pay me, but you know how like these things work. They're just
yeah.
They take a lot of time. I think they haven't been paid yet. Like
okay,
producers,
yeah, yeah.
So. No, yeah, I'm not rushing them anyway.
Yeah, no, I work. I know how it is because I work with a couple of singers here, kind of handling a lot of that like paperwork stuff for them, and like
yeah.
sometimes it takes like over a year to like actually see the money, and it's like by the time
over a year, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, by the time you get it, you're like you kind of forgot. It's like, oh, what the fuck is this money for?
Oh, $500.
Yeah. What did I do?
Like, you just randomly get free money, you know?
But I do like that collab because I think Kina, I listened to some of his other songs and he does make, like I like to say, real sad hours, slappers, just real kind of like music when you're just kind of sad,
like
kind of high. You just want to listen to shit and like vibe out, you know?
Just like Joji.
Joji, yeah.
That's so Joji.
Love that you're a fan.
You read, like, something that's funny for me is reading the comments for that song because it's like stories from people talking about their depression and their hair, like their broken heart and all that stuff. And it's all so sad.
It's really so sad.
Does that make you feel like kind of? Does it make you feel weird to like think like, oh, like my music actually made somebody, you know, resonate like that? Like
it makes me happy. Like I can express something to people and they feel it.
Yeah.
If no one said anything about it, then I wouldn't be doing it right. Because art's a form of expression. That's why I think I'm doing it right.
No, I think so too. I think that's what it's all about. Like, really, like that mentality kind of reminds me of we know he's been on the podcast a bunch of times. Our friend Mini Mac, who is a rapper, and I feel like the way he speaks is like very similar to what you were just saying.
What comes
Where's Mini Mac? No, but yeah. So I think it is about that. It's about, you know, trying to make an impact in people's lives, like doing what you love, or you know, it's about just sitting in a basement with two friends with mics, just saying stupid shit.
Yeah, that's kind of that's our goal.
Yeah,
like what we do.
Yeah, that's right. But it makes me happy, to be honest.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I mean,
no,
it's an emotional connection. People
that's how you know you're on the right path instead of, you know, just... Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we all want money, but it's like, what is the point of money if, like, you're just kind of doing something that you feel doesn't matter, you know?
Yeah, like, that's right. Like, I started doing this for letting people know how I was feeling, and then the money appeared, but that was, like...
Yeah.
After that.
It's always secondary.
Yeah. But I mean, I think what people get from music is very like subjective. It depends on the person. Like, so some people get sad for me. Music, personally, I relax to it. Like, whenever I'm studying, I study. I'm in grad school right now, and I mean, it's just whenever I'm really stressed out, and I even get gray hair sometimes.
How old are you guys?
22.
I'm 23. I'm the oldest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the oldest. We're all 22, 23.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm 19.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you like, you have like high school like we do, or it's different?
I think it's different, but I've never really understand like fifth grade. I never really got like the fifth grade, sixth grade.
Yeah, you don't have levels like that.
Yeah.
Here, I don't know.
But you just,
if I'm honest,
you just finished school like a year ago.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Oh wow. Okay.
Like, yeah, like you moved schools.
No, I was just curious to see, like, if I didn't know if Spain's schooling was any different, you know? I'm sure it's a lot different.
I think it's the same, but just with a different name and probably with a different distribution, but
I mean,
it's the same.
Yeah,
you start university with the same year, like United States people.
And it's probably better because American high schools are terrible.
They're actually very terrifying.
Well, the education system in Spain is like the worst thing.
Really?
I'm telling you. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
So bad.
I mean, I will say your English is really good though for a bad education system. Your English is pretty good.
You know why I think my English is good? Because of two things. Because I have like great hearing skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of get the accent pretty well. And then mm-hmm. I lived in New York for like 2 months.
2 months?
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
When was that?
When?
Yeah, when?
When I was 14. Yep.
Oh, 14. Wow.
Okay.
That was long ago.
Yeah. So did you like, I just imagined you just picking up a Brooklyn accent and just leaving New York and going back to Spain with a Brooklyn accent.
Oh, yeah. When I was in the United States, people told me I had like the Australian accent, and I was like,
really?
I've never heard an Australian that, like person speak.
That just shows you
Australian.
How. I think that really says more about how dumb we are as Americans than how your actual accent sounds. I think that just says we're dumb. Like, what did I say when you first heard your music? I just couldn't remember like where you were from because I read like where you were from on Spotify, and I was like,
I
think
she's from Argentina.
Yeah,
Argentina. I'm like,
I was like, Argentina, I think, and I kept saying it, and I just felt like such an idiot.
It's just like, good job, man. No, Australia, definitely not. Yeah, I've been to Australia. You don't sound Australian, but. I guess if I was drunk enough, probably.
I think I just have a mixture of accents, probably, but it's more like American.
Yeah, definitely. I think it definitely is closer to American than Australian, you know?
Yeah.
100%.
Anyway, yeah, I
definitely.
Think so, too.
So, for, like, music, are you completely independent, or are you, like...
Looking for a label?
Looking for I don't have a leaf.
I am Eric's trying to sign you. Independent. Yeah. Like I use Gucci. Like distributor, but I'm not like in any level or something like that, and I'm not planning to be in any level because
no, that's good.
They get a really high percentage of what you earn.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And this way you have all the leverage, so that way like when they come calling for you, you could be like, bitch, give me my money.
There you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten some, like, proposals already for Universal.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. I actually, I'm meeting, like, a lot of people from Sonic Music, Universal.
That's good.
That's amazing.
I have a manager that's true, but he gives me a lot of independence.
No, that's good.
Well, he does.
No, I think like labels for the most part is like too much control. I think there are circumstances where you could get like, there are favorable deals with labels I've seen people get, but it's like you have to, like I said, you have to wait until you get that leverage, so that way like Once you get to the point where they're like, okay, we have to sign this person, like, even if it means, like, we're not getting the good end of the deal.
I think labels are really on peak right now because the internet's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the people are learning to promote themselves. They have YouTube. In YouTube, you have tutorials of everything. And of course. I think they're just going to end up disappearing someday.
No,
they have money, but I've, just money.
Yeah, I've always said that. Like, labels, I think, they're going to become, like, extinct soon because it's just the way that the industry is going. Like, everybody's going independent. Like, Frank Ocean did that huge move pulling out of his label deal, and that kind of, I think that kind of opened everybody's eyes. It's like, Frank Ocean's the coolest motherfucker, and he was able to pull it off. Like,
yeah.
He's like, the guy to pull it off.
Yeah, like, why can't we do it? And it's just...
Yeah, I admit it made sense, like, 20 years ago. Like, labels made sense because they had the money. They had, like, the tools for promotion, but not now.
Yeah, I've seen, like, a lot of artists now will even choose, like, the small independent labels over the big labels because they get a lot more freedom, more money, and it's just a lot of those labels, I think, will, like, have those similar, like, vibe artists that always, like, tour together. Like, I'm not sure if you're familiar with, I'm trying to think of a good example, like, Run for Cover Records or something like that.
They're, like,
low. Not really, because, I haven't really investigated about labels in the United States because I've been more into like the Spanish labels. But you know King Cruel's label?
I know King Cruel's on Cruel. I'm not sure. Like, yeah, I'm not sure what label he's on.
And I'm planning on talking with them because I like that label.
Yeah, no, it's good. I think that's the way everything's going is like artists would rather go on labels, independent labels with artists that they like and like with vibes that they like than just settle for some big label that's just not going to really care about their music.
Well, they'll have like a shit. They have also like a shit ton of artists. So it's not really a focus on a specific artist. Like you have like, for example, even like TDE maybe or like Universal for that matter. You have these giant labels that have, they're managing not only just music, but like different movie properties and stuff. And at the end of the day, they just really focus on a profit and they don't really care about like, even like artists' well-beings are being questioned as well. Like the way an artist is actually being treated by a label and how much music they're expected to produce to the point where it's like, it's like a lot more quantity than quality. So you have a lot of music, but a lot of it like dips in probably like production quality. And I think that's like not really good.
Yeah.
It
sucks.
Completely.
Some bullshit.
what was I gonna say? Are you touring right now or playing any shows? I think I saw a couple videos, but
for the moment I'm just trying to do like shows with people who have more visibility than me. So actually, all the listeners that I have are from the United States.
Really?
That's why. Yeah. Because
so you don't think you have
the Bedroom Pop playlist is really listened there, but not here. So I'm trying to get more visibility in Spain with like getting close to artists that are kind of known.
I mean, that makes sense. I think that's definitely the way to go. So you don't think like in your eyes, you don't think you really have a big following in Spain right now or a decent following, you know?
Like I can tell you maybe like 200 listeners from here.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And then I guess in America, just because of the Bedroom Pop playlist, that kind of catapulted you. Like,
that's right.
It's a lot more than that, because I'm
Mr. Suicide Ship, which is the, like Bootleg Boy, like those YouTube channels that uploaded the songs I did with Kina.
Yeah,
they're all from the United States, and they're not known here.
Wow,
really?
That doesn't surprise. Yeah. That's kind of funny because I feel like American artists, a lot of times it's the opposite.
Yeah, they blow up overseas.
They like the culture here is very weird where people don't really care about like music unless it's like a celebrity or something like that for the most part. So a lot of these smaller artists will just tour in like Europe constantly and get like a big following over there. But because people in Europe, or I don't know about Spain specifically, but I know a lot of like other countries, they will have music festivals of mostly unknown artists, but people will still go out to see it because they just love, and they just love to watch and hear music. Whereas in America, people, if people don't know your name, they're like,
that thing's changing right now too. Cause, I think people are getting more, curious about music and new genres.
Yeah.
And then you have like SoundCloud, which I think is like marvelous because you can discover really, really small artists.
Yeah.
I think things are changing right now.
Very much. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully, so cool. Hopefully for the better. So have you thought about doing shows in the US soon, or?
That's a great question. Like, you need a lot of money to do that.
I know.
Yeah, and I don't have money.
Got you.
Hey, neither do we. What's up?
It's okay. We're all broke. It's fine.
We're all broke.
20-year-olds.
Indeed, man.
But hey, when you ever come to New York for a show, let us know. We'll be there.
Obviously. Like, we'll think it's going to be, like, late. Probably maybe next year, if not this year. But
awesome, yeah.
I should have the support of a lot of people because I get money.
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, you said so yourself. Your following's pretty big here. And in New York, I mean, I think, especially here in New York, it's very, like, diverse in terms of, like, just the music scene in general. Yeah. New York, like, between, like, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and, like, just general area, like, we have a lot of local artists that book shows.
It's so many different, you know, I guess, scenes here.
Yeah, there's a lot of venues, a lot of different places that accommodate for different crowds. So depending on like how many people you think are going to come, you could accommodate for that as well. Like you could look for that. But it's very big here. And I mean, I think, like you said, I think we're starting to go looking more towards like more lower artists, like, and more independent artists to like for music. Cause I think that's where like the newer stuff is coming out from. And like, it's like there's a lot of up and coming people.
Yeah.
Example A right here.
Yeah. So enough about music for now. We'll leave that off. So our friend Ed here, he is a big, I don't know, have you heard of like the flat earth theories?
Flat earth? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Ed here is an idiot.
Fuck this kid.
And he is a flat earther. He believes in it.
What?
What do you think about that?
Right in front of you right now. Feel free to destroy
him. I talked about that quite like maybe like 3 or 4 days ago with some friends.
Oh, really?
I think it's great that you're curious.
You have to
question everything that people tell you.
That's the nicest way to put it, but I mean, come on.
If you're not like an owner of a spaceship, you just have to question it, what you can't see. So
thank you.
Good for you.
Wait, so does this mean that you're a flat earther?
I'm nothing. Like, honestly,
There you go.
I know nothing. Yeah. Like, I have to, like,
I mean,
question everything that people tell me. Because television's lying all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Books are lying all the time.
It's like agenda. That's right.
It's like I always think of that.
Eddie, no, your flat earthers have an agenda too. Don't think you're on like the good side.
If the pictures of Earth are really real.
Well, the pictures, you can question the pictures, but there's like physics behind it. There's like really complicated physics. Like if it
that's
was
right.
flat,
that's like being like, how can I say it? Like my ideology. If I'm being like theoretical, not practical.
Okay.
I don't know if anything is real. I don't know if you guys are real. Like,
the
only thing I know is real is me. Cause I'm thinking. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's an abstract thinker, so it's like the Matrix.
We are living, I'm a big.
But then if I speak in like practical things, I know everything is real. Because that'd be crazy. Like, that'd be way too crazy.
You say that, but what if we're all living in a simulation?
Yes.
I know. Sometimes I just think way too much when I smoke weed.
Especially when I smoke
those
weed.
Those questions come.
Yeah, no, I think there was... So, one of, like, the first... Or I don't know if it was... I think I'm gonna had, like, edible weed. Like, one of the first times I had that, I had, like, a very existential experience where I just...
Yeah, you could call it that.
I love weed.
I just couldn't stop thinking, like, oh, what is the meaning of this? Oh, and if I do that, what's the meaning of this? And it was a never-ending loop until I just got to the fact that life is meaningless. And then I just sat there, like, doing nothing for, like, 2 hours.
That's crazy. Like, weed makes you question a lot of things.
For sure.
It opens up your mind hole.
It opens up the mind hole.
Yeah, and it makes you get anxiety too. So sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not that good.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I used to smoke a lot.
Yeah,
like so a lot.
Yeah,
now,
that was this guy.
Yeah, I used to. Don't ever let anyone tell you that it's like the worst for you, because I'm doing pretty great right now. I used to smoke a lot too, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm in med school right now.
Wait. How much joints did you per day?
I didn't really count. I kind of like it. For me, it was a lot of
it was too many to count.
It was kind of, it was okay.
Like,
if I
probably
estimate,
like 8 or 9 a day.
Damn.
Like, else, not like small.
Okay,
you know,
so
like
you're a big smoker.
You know, like raw papers, like those little, like the rolling papers, raw.
Yeah.
I used to have like the small. Like, I used to have one by myself. It was either before I go to work. At least have one before and after, and then one later at night. So I had probably about 3, but I go through a lot of money.
If you came over, it was like
normal.
That's
what I smoke right now.
Yeah, like it was. It
less.
Just got really expensive. That's why. That's why I kind of.
It's so expensive.
Yeah,
it is so expensive.
I think we've like all cut back for that reason.
I have to ask. I know you guys use the euros, but on average, how many euros would you say you spent?
A gram is 5 euros.
A gram is five euros. So
I feel like that's
which is like
good. I'm trying to do the conversion in my head.
$6.
It's about $6-7 US. So that's actually not bad at all. It's actually pretty cheap for us
for
here.
Yeah,
for the United
States. Yeah, I think it's cheaper here than in the United States.
It's really bad. Like for over here, the big thing is like medical marijuana
mm-hmm.
that people get from like other states. So like people will
CBD?
Charge.
It's called
CBD.
Not really CBD. It's a little. That's a little different. That's actually legal here.
We do have that, but there's like also just medical marijuana, which is just regular.
It's regular marijuana, but it's like stronger because medical marijuana is used a lot for people that have back pain and like people that undergo chemotherapy. So the big thing that we use that for it has to be stronger dose. So it's a lot stronger than average marijuana. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to be careful because you might get too high. But
that's right. Yeah, cause, that's why I stopped smoking so much, because I was getting, paranoid things.
It gets a little extreme. It gets to the point where you feel like a couch potato.
Yeah.
But I've had to cut down because obviously medical school, we have to, like, keep a straight face. We have, like, people's lives in our hands, so we have to, like, be careful.
One more quick thing. I just want to ask you, how do you feel about our nut button?
That's our nut button.
I think it's great. Like, you can use it in a lot of situations.
Exactly. This is like a staple of our show.
Yeah.
Like, he got it for me for Christmas a couple years ago, so now it's just...
I'm romantic, I know. I'm very romantic.
We just have it on deck.
It's really cute.
Yes.
That you... Use a nut button.
Yes.
I think it's better than flowers. I thought it was at least.
Yeah.
It's much better than flowers.
That was his like engagement present to me, you know?
Yeah. We're married.
We're married low key. I was gonna ask one more thing. Is this like the first this isn't really like a formal interview, but like the first thing you've done like that or
in English, yeah.
Oh wow.
I've done more in Spanish. Yeah. Speaking in English, that's the first one. I've done like a lot in Spanish.
Nice. Well, we're honored.
And we are very honored. Seriously. It's like...
I'm sure you're happy to come on our ridiculous podcast. No, I'm happy you enjoyed it, because I feel like, being from a different country and stuff, I thought you'd be like damn, what do these three crazy Americans want me on their podcast for? Like, yeah.
No, I told you to do it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Definitely, have a
Thank you, too.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a great one.
See you guys.
Our good friends over at The Nut Button.
Shut the fuck up.
Providing you with Nut Button.
Thank you. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I didn't know your phone lights up. That's kind of cool.
Yo. Thank you.
Anyway, our friends over at The Nut Button are proud to provide you with Nut Buttons and Nut Button related accessories.
Quality Nut Button service is what they give you.
You get a great sticker too.
Yeah, you get a great sticker. So what you do is you head over to thenutbutton.com. Don't forget the. Because if you just hit nutbutton.com, who knows what you're going to get into there.
I feel like you'll have like a, it'll be like, it'll just be a gif of someone getting punched in the balls and just nut flying.
Nut, baby. Anyway.
I've actually seen a gif of that, that's why I said
cool,
that.
Nice, good. Anyway.
Cool, nice, good. Thank you for your approval, Dad.
Go to thenutbutton.com.
I'll give you nutbutton.
Use promo code SLACKERSNUT at checkout and you get the motherfucking 10% off. And.
Dad, I can borrow your charger after you're done.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
And there you go. You'll have yourself a nut bun.
They're so beautiful. Oh, give it to me, Daddy.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Well, that is our nut bun plug. And
sorry, I'm
good. We're gonna
keep talking. Yeah. So that was amazing, man. What?
Do I get a
what
mic
a great
finally?
Personality.
Yeah, we can.
So I'm excited for whatever. I feel like she said she's going more away, going more into like mainstream pop. I'm actually very curious on what like she does with that. Actually, I'm pretty excited because so far, I mean, her new releases have been fire as fuck. The last one I already told you, the last one I heard before you showed me the one with Kina,
K-I-N-A,
was Pussy Wagon.
Pussy Wagon.
That shit was fire as hell.
I'm happy that she kind of believes in the flat earth.
She doesn't. No, she doesn't believe in the flat earth. She says she doesn't believe in anything because there's no way to disprove it. So basically, we're all wrong.
She dodged the question, Ed, and basically, she basically said how I feel. Like, everything is fucking meaningless. I don't know what the fuck is real. Like,
yeah. So basically, fuck you.
Basically,
that's what
fuck
that means.
You, Ed.
Yeah, that's what that means.
You're still wrong.
Listen, I have a new theory on flat earth.
I will give you credit. I am very impressed that you were able to sway one person to kind like. She wasn't on your side, but she was not against
you. You managed to keep her on neutral.
She didn't call me a dumbass. Basically, so that's
yeah, you know,
upset.
That's actually, yeah, you know what? I have to give you that. She didn't call, she had to, she resisted the urge to call you a dumb fuck.
Well,
a dumb cuck.
Here's my new theory, if I'm allowed to explain it.
No, go ahead. It's okay. Free content. You're not allowed to, but it's America, so you're allowed to.
Yeah, Antarctica is the one on the bottom, right?
It's on the bottom and the top.
Okay, so Antarctica.
It's like the tips.
Like, Antarctica actually surrounds the whole
the
Earth.
Just the tips. It's like
just the tips.
And the best way to describe Antarctica: imagine having like cum on the tip of your penis, and then just like cum in your butt. It's on two ends.
So Antarctica.
What a transition.
Yeah.
Antarctica is actually around the Earth as like a barrier, and we're the countries in the middle.
You know what? Theoretically, that makes a little bit of sense.
Because now you can't fall off the Earth if you go to the end because there's a huge ice wall blocking you.
Okay, you lost me there. I was about to say, technically, if you go too far down, you'll always end up like in Antarctica because it's always cold. But the thing is, you could go through Antarctica. There's no wall. It's just you can go through it.
There's got to be an end to something. You know, there's got to be
just
a wall
end up,
somewhere.
You just end up on the other side.
Exactly.
There's no wall, though. You just end up on the other side.
No, because that would make it round. Unless you want to put it in perspective that there's like a teleporter at the end of the Earth, so it goes right
a teleporter
around.
At the end of the Earth?
What the fuck is happening?
So like you would end up on the top. It's kind of like Portal, the game.
Well, you end up, you go all the way down. Like,
compare our Earth to Portal, video game.
Ed, if you're at the anus and you're coming down towards the ball sack, you end up at the ball sack. You don't just go down and just poof, ball sack. Like,
yeah, no,
there's a gooch area or the perineum. As you say in medicine.
Yeah, but that would be a round earth theory.
All right, and you don't believe in a round ball sack?
No.
You think your ball sack is flat?
No, it's round, but I don't believe the earth is round.
But why is that so hard to believe?
Because we don't have...
How do you know the earth isn't actually round? How do you know we're not actually right, though? And how do we know you're actually wrong?
There's no evidence to prove that we're...
So you believe what you want to believe, but there's just a higher chance of you being wrong. But we could also be wrong, too.
Nope.
There is a higher
chance. The Earth is flat.
No, there is a higher
Actually, I will pull it up for you right now. There is flatearthsociety.com.
Flatearthsociety.com is actually a joke website.
No, it's real. I just bought a shirt from there.
You bought a what?
I bought a shirt from them.
You bought a shirt from them?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It says like the Supreme logo, but it says Flat Earth instead of Supreme.
Flat Earth. Oh my God. How much was that shirt, you monster?
I don't know. Actually, Cody got it for me. It's coming in the mail.
Oh my God. Fucking Cody, dude. Cody, why did you support this, you monster? I hope you hear this one day. It's like, why'd you support this, man? You're just feeding his ego.
My ego's already too big, so.
Yeah, it's going to pop soon. You got to pop it.
Nah, see, like. Here, Tanner, you could look at this picture. See, it goes all the way around Earth, and then where the country's in the middle.
Okay.
That's why, you know, Antarctica all the way around, not like this,
I don't
this
know.
Round thing that...
Earth, I mean, I see what you're saying, but do I still think you're wrong? Yes.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Ed, fuck you. Fuck this conversation, because at the end of the day, I'm going to believe whatever 98% of scientists... Well, what 99.9% of scientists believe... And yeah, no, fuck you.
Well,
you but know, I love you because you're my boy. But still, fuck you.
I'm going to follow the Flat Earth page on Flat Earth Society.
It's definitely just like Twitter. A meme page. You have a Twitter now?
I've always had, well, not really always, but yeah.
Twitter boys for life,
dude. I'm on Facebook.
Twitter boys for what is
I don't
wrong
use Facebook anymore.
I Facebook use it. I use it because
bullshit.
Listen. I don't use it to like listen to what people think because I don't care about people.
Is my stance.
Your stance.
Not. Well, are you about to drink my water?
Yeah.
Did you drink it before?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm like. No.
Here's my stance. Shut up. Here's my stance.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, that's your water. Take it. No, I don't want. I don't steal water, dude. You think fucking? What do you think? I'm the Coca-Cola factory in India?
I mean, you got a whole bunch of Coke back
can
there.
Can I say my stance? I'm trying to talk about my stance.
Dude, your opinions don't matter to me.
You're fake.
Yeah, how do I know you're real, man?
Yeah.
You haven't jerked me off in a while. Fuck you, Tanner. No, kidding. What's your we are a podcast of open
the
ends. What is your
will never hear my take because
no, what is your take?
You guys won't let me say it.
No, so what's you know, your what's your take? We are a
episode.
Podcast of
it's fine.
Open
no.
We're open ended.
We're gonna end the episode right now, you know?
No.
Bye
no.
Everybody.
God fucking damn, you can't leave the viewers on a cliffhanger.
Fine.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, I was gonna say being
Eddie, you're still a piece of shit.
Being off of Twitter, totally fine. Like I told you before, Twitter. I love Twitter, but Twitter is hell. But, but shitting on Twitter and then being like an avid user of Facebook, very twisted. Very twisted.
Well, I'm not an avid user of Facebook. I literally use Facebook because I have family members.
Not
on there.
You, but I'm saying like there
oh,
are
like there are people
there
that...
are literally people that are like. Like, ooh, what's so like? Everybody's so weird using Twitter. Like, I don't want to hear what you're doing like every 5 seconds of the hour. When literally you go on Facebook and all Facebook is all your like people from high school being like, "Damn, my pregnant wife won't shut the fuck up."
Yeah. I'm 22.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like it's the people complaining about their like everyday little things. Like, I literally log into Facebook and like 9 times out of 10, the first post is somebody being like. Work sucked today. Feeling stressed. I'm going to go eat a burger now. And it's just like, bro, at least throw a fucking meme in there. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound entertaining, honestly.
No, not really.
Whereas Twitter is like, half the people are like giving you information, and then the other half of the people are like doing very twisted memes about wanting to
also,
die.
Also, if I could throw it out there, Facebook has a whole bunch of Russian hackers. You know,
they do
sway
have
election votes,
but how does they do that? How do they do that through Facebook, though?
I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? Like
it is.
Question everything, my friend. Question everything.
Did you see my text?
What?
Oh, I posted it in the group chat. I was just curious.
Oh God, do I even want to look at it?
It's a flat Earth thing.
It's a flat Earth thing.
Jesus Christ! How is that even a flat Earth?
I don't know. It's on their page. I thought it was funny.
The globe is sinking fast.
Yeah, because
and it cannot be saved.
Yeah, because globes are round.
Okay,
yeah. Actually.
So wait, you do believe it's round?
No, because
the globe
is round.
Can't
that's
sink
fake.
If it's not
listen,
round.
Listen, globes are not to scale. Maps are to scale. So maps are flat. Globes are round.
I'm not doing this again. We have to end the episode. Okay, everybody. thank you for joining us for our conversation with
Plug in Adriana's social
stuff. Of course. Yes, fuck. What kind of host would I be?
How can you
plug
not?
That in, man? She has any books. Before you end this,
you can listen to Adriana Proianza by searching her name on Spotify. It's just AdrianaProenza. Or you can find her on Instagram. I believe her, what is her handle? Oh, it's the opposite. It's Proenza Adriana. So just her last and then first name. Yeet, yeet. So yeah, follow her because she is probably the coolest motherfucking guest we've had.
Yeah, really, really sweet. Must say.
Yes.
Thanks, Adriana.
Adriana. Thank you. Subscribe on Patreon, patreon.com/dedicatedslackers, and follow us on Instagram at dedicatedslackers. Peace out, and I don't know. Please don't kill anybody this week.
Yeah, resist. Happy Valentine's Day.
Belated
Valentine's Day.
Well, this episode's coming out a week from now, so it's very late. But
it's very late. Very, very late.
Happy very, very late Valentine's. I hope that you and your loved one share a nice linguine.
Pasta linguine.
Pasta linguine, baby. All right. Until next time, we'll catch you guys 2 weeks from now. Bye, guys.
Fucking voice sounds like butter.
Okay. It is.
Everybody wants the key to happiness.